pass the calf's foot jelly, said Hunter, with her mouth full. Serpentine's dining room was on what appeared to be the smallest underground platform that Richard had ever seen. It was about 12 feet long, and much of that space was taken up with the dinner table. A white damask cloth was laid on the table, and a former silver dinner service on that. The table was piled high with evil-smelling foodstuffs. The pickled quail's eggs, thought Richard, smelled the worst. His skin felt clammy, and his eyes felt like they had been put in wrong, while his skull gave him the general impression that someone had removed it while he had slept and swapped it for one, two or three sizes too small. An underground train went past a few feet from them. The wind of its passage whipped at the table. The noise of its passage went through Richard's head like a hot knife through brains. Richard groaned. "Your hero is unable to hold his wine, I see," observed Serpentine dispassionately.
"He's not my hero," said Dor.
"I'm afraid he is. You learn to recognize the type. Something in the eyes, perhaps."
She turned to the woman in black, who appeared to be some kind of majordomo.
"A restorative for the gentleman."
The woman smiled thinly and glided away. Dor picked at a mushroom dish.
"We are very grateful for all this, Lady Serpentine," she said.
Serpentine sniffed.
"Just Serpentine, child. I have no time for silly honorifics and imaginary titles. So, you're Portico's oldest girl?"
"Yes."
Serpentine dipped her finger in the briny sauce that held what appeared to be several small eels. She licked her finger, nodded approvingly.
"I had little time for your father. All that foolishness about uniting the underside. Stuff and nonsense. Silly man, just asking for trouble. The last time I saw your father, I told him that if he ever came back here, I'd turn him into a blind worm."
She turned to Dor.
"How is your father, by the way?"
"He's dead," said Dor. Serpentine looked perfectly satisfied.
"See," she said, "my point exactly."
Dor said nothing. Serpentine picked at something that was moving in her grey hair. She examined it minutely, then crushed it between finger and thumb and dropped it onto the platform. Then she turned to Hunter, who was demolishing a small hill of pickled herrings.
"You're beast hunting, then," she said.
Hunter nodded, her mouth full.
"You'll need the spear, of course,"
said Serpentine. The wasp-waisted woman was now standing next to Richard, holding a small tray. On the tray was a small glass, containing an aggressively emerald-coloured liquid. Richard stared at it, then looked at Dor.
"What are you giving him?" asked Dor.
"Nothing that will hurt him," said Serpentine,
with a frosty smile.
"You are guests."
Richard knocked back the green liquid, which tasted of thyme and peppermint and winter's mornings. He felt it go down and prepared himself to try to stop it coming back up again. Instead, he took a deep breath and realized, with a little surprise, that his head no longer hurt and that he was starving.